Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, truvysalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Urban Meyer is getting a lot of unwanted attention.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's all because of a 7-second video that was posted to social media last night showing Meyer at what appears to be the Urban Meyer Chop House in Columbus, Ohio. This video of Meyer, apparently taken at his restaurant in Columbus, shows a woman, not his wife, getting up close and personal. The video has been viewed over 500,000 times on Twitter alone. The Jaguars say that they will have no comment on the video.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2,
Brother Bellis in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash out from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge works for comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com, Sunshine 96.7 in downtown St. Petersburg. If you're in a, I don't know, 5-block radius or so. No, that's not true. Actually, I was listening to Radio St. Pete just the other day, and I was multiple blocks away, so that's pretty cool. Anna Hummel's here. Hey, Anna, how are you?
Hello. Thank you. I'm good. I'm well. I'm feeling strong. What's going on with you?
That's fantastic. I have a new wake-up time, so I'm not doing as great. I obviously, you know, this, my schedule changed in general, but also I have a neighbor next door who I guess has a new schedule as well.
Oh, okay. What does that look like?
He gets home about, well, I know exactly when he gets home. He gets home at 7 a.m. every morning now, okay. At least a few days a week. This is day 4 that I've experienced contemporary island music in the morning, blaring very loud next to my bedroom window at 7 a.m. every single morning so far. It's been a rude awakening, and not like a rude boy awakening, but an actual rude awakening. I don't know what the hell to do about it. I've never met this person.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about him. I've seen him take out the garbage a few times, and I've waved at him once, I think, in the years that I've lived here. It's a shame that we don't know our neighbors, but
I know zero neighbors. I know, let me say that again. I've lived in my apartment complex for 5.5 years. I know zero neighbors.
It's crazy.
And let me tell you, I like it that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, yeah.
I like being an anonymous soul and just to see if people, I don't know. Now, there's people I obviously recognize, you know, like there's the white chick with the big dog that I know. And we go like this.
Right.
I know her name, no.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple black kids that live around. I always see them on the, you know, scooter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's just a sea of people that I've never, I go to the pool area. And it's just people I've never seen before every time. And oddly, I like it that way.
I do, too. But it would be nice in circumstances like these where I could knock on his door and say, hey, man, like if we had some sort of relationship.
Some sort of rapport.
Some sort of rapport where he knows me a little bit. And he knows I'm not being
jerk off that lives next door.
Yeah. Because now what do I do? I could leave. I thought about, OK, so here's my options. I could A, leave a note on his car. Eesh, now you're getting into non-verbal communication, which can be really misread, really easy. But the good thing about that is you could do it anonymously. So it could be anyone in this area. So he wouldn't be sure of who it was. That's the benefit of that. However, what if I'm putting the thing under his you know, windshield, on his windshield wiper, and he comes outside? Then, of course, that's out the window. But I never see him. But with my luck, that would happen. Mm. Number two, you knock on his door and you go, hi, I'm sorry. My name's this. I live right over here. And then I'm making a request immediately. Mm-hmm. Not a great look.
It's all in the delivery. You know, unless he's a total POS.
By the way, he might be.
Okay. But I mean, you could at least say, hey, dude, like, I wish I would have said hi earlier, like something like that. And then just go, hey, listen, like I go make up like some, I get home from work at 3 a.m. Radio.
Right.
And the walls are really thin, you know, it's not
windows,
window or whatever. And I've tried to do multiple sorts of would it be possible for you to just lower the volume of the music? What is it when he just comes home, it's blaring in his car?
Blaring. Okay. At 7 in the morning. I don't know what the hell it is. I tweeted out, which you should follow me over there, home_made_man, that I never knew that they made some sort of contemporary island music. And I didn't know if I was more angry at this person for blaring it so loud or the fact that some musician decided to make contemporary island music.
Well, I imagine he would have been blaring some type of music at 7 a.m.
4 days in a row, though. Same artist. Okay. And maybe even the same track. I can't tell. He's really into this contemporary island music. It sounds like, do you know the song, Why You Gotta Be So Rude? Don't you know I'm human too? It was a big hit.
Yes.
A while ago. I hate that song.
Stupid song.
And it sounds, if it's not, I don't think it's that group, but it sounds very similar.
Okay.
That's what I should have played for the intro.
Bit of a Calypso vibe to it.
Yeah. Like reggae-ish, right. But new age.
Yeah.
It's just very strange to be blaring that. But, I mean, I guess if you're up all night, you're still awake. You're still, you know, you're awake.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I don't want to hear anything super loud that early in the morning.
For him, it's like his late night sort of a thing. You know, he's like, woo, I'm done with work. Think about when you get off work like a normal person at 5-6 in the evening.
Yeah.
And you're just blaring music like because you're so excited to be done with work and you get to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I just think you should go over there, be a man about it, and just say, hey, buddy, like, I hate to do that. Like, make it seem like you're the inconvenience. I hate to do this. I go to bed so late. These walls are so thin. Is there any way you can just turn down your volume, like just a smidge? I don't. If you're not yelling at him and being, you know, a jerk, I think you should be okay. More likely than not, he's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. Because all he has to do is he can blare it. And as soon as he just comes into the street, turn it down.
I just don't know how he wouldn't know that. I've done that where I've been listening to music late at night when I've been coming home at, you know, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I played my music loud the entire way home. And then when I turned down the street, I turned down the music. I understand that not everybody's me, but it seems like common sense because I realize that many people are still sleeping. And especially on Sunday morning, even you could push it to, I think most companies that do like lawn care or something like that, they have like an 8 o'clock start time.
Yeah.
Where they don't really start until 8.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you work nights, that sucks because you're going to hear lawnmowers. But you at least go, look, this is just the trade-off that I have to live with. I work a weird schedule, and life can't pause for me. So, unfortunately, I'm going to hear a lawnmower, you know, twice a month, every now and again. But I don't know. This just seems like it's an easy fix. And then the third one, which I definitely don't want to do, is you call your like resource officer Well, let me tell you, not the cops. It is kind of the cops, but not really. It's like a neighborhood assigned person that's in your neighborhood, and they kind of will take care of this stuff for you. You can contact them.
That'd be the kind of the bitch way to do it. And it would be nice because it's anonymous.
Yeah. That's what I like about it. A bitch way also, and anonymous.
Yes, but also it's like, dude, just be a man. And
yes.
Not even a man. I hate even saying that. Be an adult.
Be an adult.
Be an adult, be mature, and go, hey, like, I'm sorry to do this to you. And he may just be, more likely than not, people only get upset when you come off aggressive and you come off, like, you know, on the offense. But if you come off on the defense and you're like, hey, it's me, I got a weird schedule, da-da-da, more likely than not, he'll be cool about it.
Yeah.
But not guaranteed. He might be a total jerk, and then you got to live next to him for who?
That's what I'm saying. He kind of looks like he might be a jerk, but I don't know. I've never talked to him, so I don't know.
Okay.
It's an issue, though, I've been dealing with. I've kind of accepted the fact that I just get up at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Now that's when I get up. It actually hasn't been that bad.
You don't go back to bed?
If I can, I have, you know, a few times. The first time was so jarring because it was Sunday morning, and I'm just hearing this awful sound, and I'm trying to figure out where it could possibly be coming from. I'm checking my phone. You know, you're startled out of a sound slumber, and I'm just checking things. Like, is it a computer? I don't know. And then I finally, you know, pieced it together that it was nothing that was in my control.
How long did it last for?
But probably, you know, 30 seconds,
okay,
I would say. But 30 seconds is a long time if you're counting it down. So, again, that was another thing, too. It's you pull into your driveway, he's sitting in his car for a few more seconds, I guess finishing out the song. I don't know.
Good.
He really loves the song. I wish I knew what it was. Next time I hear it, I'm going to, if I can get to Shazam quick enough, and then I'll play it for the intro next week. That could be fun.
Now, I know that's your dilemma. I wouldn't say I have a dilemma, but I have something on my hands, and I know what I'm going to do with it, but I feel like it's up in the air with what someone else might do with this piece of information.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're going to keep it real anonymous here.
By the way, let me just say this. If you have any suggestions for my situation, or Anna's as well, 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man, and Anna Hummel Radio.
So, my situation fell into my lap probably about an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago.
It's fresh.
It's real fresh. I was on Bumble, the dating app.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Swiping away.
Good times.
Breaking hearts, breaking necks, left, right, left. And every once in a while, I'll stumble upon someone maybe I know, maybe someone I went on a date with previously, maybe someone I've matched with and unmatched with and matched with again and unmatched with. I mean, there's people on there I've seen over the course of, sadly, let's give it a good three, because I was in a relationship for two of those, and I wasn't a cheating piece of shiz with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm swiping away, and then I see a familiar face. Now, the person that's in the photo is someone I know, and I know this person's girlfriend as well.
Mm-hmm.
This person is currently in a relationship, as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a friend of mine. It is the girl, and this is her boyfriend, who I've now found on Bumble. Now, I understand that a lot of times people, once they get into a relationship, maybe they delete the app off of their phone, but that doesn't mean that they have deleted the account. The account is still in the ether, getting swiped left, swiped right. Just because you deleted it off your phone doesn't mean you've deleted your profile.
Yeah. You have to be a fool to not. That could get you in trouble. A scenario like this where it ends up being an old account or something. You go, I don't have the app.
At least you could have the defense. Well, maybe not, because you could easily just delete it off your phone right there and then. But you could say, hey, I just deleted off my phone, whatever. I didn't think about it. I didn't need it anymore. I just said delete app and it was gone. Okay, whatever. But upon second glance at this profile, I noticed something different. I noticed something special, something unique about it that is a little bit unusual when it comes to profiles online.
Okay.
There's a badge on some profiles that say new user or new here or something like that. Right. Something to indicate that this person had just created an account.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't notice it at first. I went, oh, I know that person. And then I'm like carefully like scrolling down. I'm like making sure it's them. I'm seeing what they wrote for the questions, for the bio. This person even detailed what kind of girl they're looking for, like described it. I'm thinking, does that match the description of the person that they're currently with?
Did it?
Kind of.
Okay.
80%.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty strong. And it's also awkward because, and it's also awkward when people look at my profile because it's like, you're trying to be cute. I'm trying to be cute. I'm trying to pretend like I'm not me, right? I don't roll around with freshly saloned hair. I don't roll around looking like in club wear. I don't roll around, you know, taking pictures in South Africa. Like, I'm posting my greatest hits on my profile. I don't roll around that way. So when you see someone else's greatest hits and you know them personally, you chuckle because you go, well, that's not you, really.
Right.
It's you, kind of, but yeah. Not you, really. I've seen you in your, you know, in some of your worst states. Maybe hungover. I've seen you, I don't know, drunk, stupid, not, like, too high. Whatever the case may be, I've seen you and I kind of know you. So to see you, like, kind of flexing, figuratively and literally, it makes me chuckle. So you go through and you see what they're presenting their best. Ah, I like this. I'm super adventurous. It's like, are you really though? Are you really? Are you really as ambitious as you claim to be? No, you're not. But I saw that and it said new here. So that made me think that this person had just created an account
or sounds like it
reactivated an account.
Sounds like a new account.
And as far as I know, this person is in a relationship as of yesterday. So I was a little bit confused. I did screenshot it in case anything. You just got to keep some data. You just got to keep the evidence. You know what I'm saying? I'm a detective here. So I contacted you and another friend, not the girlfriend, and I just said, I said, take a look at this. I didn't ask for any advice. And my one girlfriend said, well, what are you going to do with that?
Yeah.
And I said, my daddy taught me well.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to.
No snitching. Don't snitch.
I'm not a rat. I'm not a rat. I'm not a snitch. And also, now, if my friend was in physical danger, and it's like I found out that, you know, her husband was hired a hitman or something, I might tell her.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, infidelity or inappropriate behavior, it's not my business. It's not my place.
Yeah.
I'm not a homewrecker. If you're going to, if things are awry, you're probably going to find out. I'm not going to be the person to tell you, okay? I'm not here to ruin lives because then the boyfriend would hate me. My friend would hate me, possibly.
Yeah.
Everyone would hate me, and I don't want to be involved in your affairs. I would rather just judge from afar and enjoy the show. That's my role. Judge from afar, enjoy the show, have some popcorn, call it a day.
It's tough because I think it depends on a lot of things. It depends how close you are with this friend because I think everybody at this point who's in our age group, you know, 30s and younger in their 20s, have probably dealt with this now. I would imagine this is a very common experience where you're swiping and you see somebody you know and that person is in a relationship. I've only had it happen one time. One time. Shocking. And it was one of my really good friend's girlfriend popped up on there. And I said, oh, no. And I did the same thing you did, screenshotted it. Now, what do I do with this information? What am I loyal to my buddy? Is there something I don't know? Yeah, you know, I don't. We live in a degenerate culture, so I didn't want to jump to conclusions. And I'm glad that I didn't, because it turned out that they're just degenerates. So what had happened was we were talking one night we went on a cruise. So it was like a boys' cruise, guys' cruise.
Yeah, the men.
Yeah, and he ended up telling me that he was into this lifestyle of, I guess, the cuck lifestyle is how you would say it.
Yeah, for sure. But you're not even like watching it or getting any gratification out of it. I know the story, but go ahead.
So he enjoyed sending his girlfriend out on dates to go on dates with men. Now, he would not attend these dates. He was not mentioned in the profile. He liked the idea of her having sex with this person, this man that she met on this app. Also not present during this time. Sometimes there's, lifestyles of watching or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Or engaging sexually with
with a three. Yeah.
Yeah, the devil's trio.
Yeah, yeah. So that happens. But he's not even into that. He just liked the idea of her going out and doing that. And I guess having it in his head of what that would be like. And then coming home to him to then cuddle, I guess. I don't know if he made her shower or what. But so that's what was the deal. So I'm glad that I didn't. Now, even if I would have approached him with it, he probably would have said, oh, well, here's the deal. And then told me. But it's none of my business.
None of your business.
At the end of the day, it is like, ooh, that's messed up type of thing. And, you know, part of you has to want to tell your friend just because it's kind of screwed up, right?
Dude, you know, much like you were saying, I know a lot of people who are into some sexual stuff that is surprising or just nothing that I would be into. Maybe they're looking for a third. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're into. I thought it was just kind of like a normal thing. It could be they're into something and she knows about it. It could be that she doesn't know about it and it's kind of shady. It doesn't matter because it's not my business.
It's interesting that you say that too, because there was an incident, I'm sure you've talked about it on your show, with Jacksonville Jaguars coach Urban Meyer. It has a reputation with not being the best human being on the planet. He had some allegations at Ohio State.
Infidelity? Or was it the assistant coach thing
Yeah, I think it was more the assistant coach thing where his assistant coach was beating his wife.
And he knew about it.
And he didn't do anything about it because Ohio State was in the national championship or come off a national championship or something like that. They were winning.
Yeah.
And that was the most important thing to him. He ended up having to quit because of that. He said that he had a heart condition when he was at the University of Florida and he needed to retire from coaching. And then all of a sudden this Ohio State job became available and he took that. So he just has a reputation of maybe not being the most honest human being. And over the weekend, he owns a bar in Ohio somewhere.
Yeah.
He has this job with the Jacksonville Jaguars now. And Jaguars are not doing well. They're 0-4 right now.
Yes, sports.
So he decides to not go home with the team. Usually that's a thing that, you know, you're a team. You do everything together, and you ride the waves of success. And when you're not doing well, you're there to
support
either with the team and get better, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the coach is the leader of that team.
Captain the ship.
But he goes, no, I'm going to stay behind. I want to spend some time with my grandkids, is what he said, I believe. He was videoed, again, just like, I can't believe that, well, I'm sure it happens all the time, but people finding, you know, friends, boyfriends and girlfriends on these apps. Everybody has a camera in their pocket now. You're not going to be able to get away with anything if you're somebody of note in this scenario. So Urban Meyer's at his bar, and some people want to take pictures with him. Next thing you know, he's videotaping. Looks like he's grabbing a bowling ball with some blondie's keister in the video. I mean, really getting in there. And it's obviously inappropriate, I guess. But, you know, the owner of the Jaguars is releasing a statement, Shad Khan, saying, you know, condemning this. And I understand why he kind of has to do that, because we live in this new world where journalists will harass you if you don't have the right opinions. So he's getting out in front of it. You know, he doesn't want some BuzzFeed journalist knocking on his door. Why haven't you condemned, you know, this, you know, they would probably frame it a different way, that it was an assault of some kind, you know, his poor wife, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So he got out in front of it and condemned it. And there's rumors that he may be fired, and maybe he will be fired by the time this podcast comes out. That's possible, because I know he wants that USC job. So it might be a good time for him to bail. But it was a little annoying, because you don't know what arrangement that Urban Meyer and his wife have. Maybe they, you know, sometimes people get to a certain age where they're not interested in, they don't have any sexual desire anymore. And maybe he had her sign a prenup. And maybe they do want to stay together, but she says, you know, you can do what you want. I'm just not into it anymore, but feel free to go.
My mom's uncle had a situation like that.
There you go.
It happens.
It does happen, and I think it's probably more common than what we know about. It could be one of those things. Now, it also could be that he's just messing around on his wife.
Yeah.
But isn't that on his wife and him to figure out? To bring the national media into it, to come into his job, to, you know, to the point where the owner has to come out and make a statement about this, because of the culture that we live in, you have to condemn every single... It has nothing to do with the owner. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's his boss, but that's something outside of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I understand why he has to do it, because he's going to get harassed.
He's a celebrity. Like, he's a celebrity coach. He should know better that he's under the microscope. And the issue with this that I had was, the first video that I saw is just her dancing on him, right? There were two videos.
Yeah.
One was her. And I see that. And it was funny, because I work with six men, and all of them jumped on him. Like, oh, what a dirtbag. I was the only one, after seeing, hold on, just the first video, I go, hold on. How long is the video? It was like 3-4 seconds. I go, and they're like, look at his hands. I'm like, he's sitting on a bar stool. He could have been sitting like this. You don't know. Like, I don't want to say I was defending him, but I was, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, sort of a thing. It could have very well been the case that she said to her friend, hey, take my phone, film this. I'm going to grind up on him really quick and then walk away. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
And it was literally like 3 seconds. She's like dancing on him, and then the video went. It was just on a loop, right?
Yeah.
So I go, we don't know. She could have just jumped in there, danced on him. He's like, whoa, and then just like walked away. We don't know.
And you know how people react to those videos. Every time there's a video of some incident that goes on Twitter, people jump all over.
Absolutely.
And then more context is added.
Absolutely.
And you go, oh, well, this was, and the damage is done.
We've learned this lesson, and we should have learned this lesson with the Covington kids, whatever. Everything, like you said, we are like, that's so outrageous. I can't believe that happened. And then it's like, okay, we'll draw it back 10 seconds or a minute or 2 minutes. And then we see the full situation. We go, oh, well, that's totally different. It's like, yeah, right. So I see this and I go, I don't know. It seems a bit, why is it only 3 seconds? Why am I not seeing the buildup? Why don't I see his arms around her and he's flirting with her and he grabbed her face, or, and then she turns around and then he smacks her butt. Like, we don't see any of that. Why aren't we seeing that? Is it because she just like hopped in and out? But then the second video was shown and I go, oh, well, that's not good. Mm-hmm. Now we got fingers. It's funny because she didn't say anything about, she made a joke. I saw the caption of it and it was kind of inappropriate, but judging by the emojis that she used, it was more like laughy face, like this is crazy, versus like, I feel assaulted.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. And it was kind of asked of me, what would I do if I was the wife?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know the arrangement that he has, but I don't stay in any situation that makes me look like a fool ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get played that way. That's the thing. But when you're a public figure and you cheat on your spouse, obviously you look like a dirtbag, but then you put this pressure on your spouse, like, do they stay with you and look like a jobber?
Yeah, right.
Or do they leave you and then
like end up like
money?
Hillary Clinton, for example.
Yeah. Like, the one that comes to mind is like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was like a sex video. He was like extorted for having, like, there was a video of him having sex in a hotel in Vegas, and it was really embarrassing. And I think his wife was either pregnant at the time or like just had a baby. Mm. It was really awful. And she's getting pummeled and harassed by paparazzi in the media. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And it's like, it's so embarrassing. You've made me look like a fool because for whatever reason, she's obviously thinking I wasn't enough, which is not usually, could be the case. It doesn't necessarily have to be. It could just be that He's a guy who wants to F and he wants to spread a seed, whatever. But it makes the person you're cheating on look like such a fool.
Yeah, it does. You're right. And there is, you know, that's something to think about. But yeah, I don't know. I just got annoyed at the Urban Meyer story because do you have to be a good person to have a job? I mean, there's a lot of bad people out there who just don't get caught. Many of them are in Congress and in the Senate, and a lot of them do get caught. But there's also a lot that don't. The expectations that everybody needs to be this moral compass if they're in a place of, I don't know, power or celebrity or, but it's even dropped down to normal human beings. I mean, normal human beings are getting fired from their jobs for a small Twitter video. There was the woman last week in New York. I don't know if you heard about this story, but it was a guy. He happened to be a black guy, and there was some drunk lady, white lady, and she said to, she thought this dog, they were at a dog park, and she thought that the dog was his, and they got into some sort of verbal spat, and she said to go back to your hood. Now, you could frame that in as the worst interpretation of that as saying, your hood, you know, your hood, not hood calling rat. It a neighborhood, like go back to your ghetto or something of that, something like that. Or you could just say that's the way young people talk, too. And she was saying, you know, you don't live here. Go back to your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He took a short video and it went viral on Twitter. And she's fired from her job because of that very short little video. So you have to be, and everybody's got a camera in their pocket. You can trim a video. You can take, you know, trim a whole thing and then turn it into a 10-second interaction. And it can be, can make you look really bad. But unfortunately, there's 3 minutes prior that's not there.
Yeah.
So you can't trust anything. And you would think people would learn, maybe I should wait before I make some sort of judgment, make some sort of call. But I don't know. These companies, they just see their mentions light up on Twitter and they go, ah, and they panic. Mm-hmm. And then they just, you know, they got rid of this girl because it's low. It's an easy thing to do because they can find another her real easy. So they can Absolutely. Just get a new one and they can get rid of it. Now they won't be harassed. I mean, you've had your run in with it.
More than one. They don't want to deal with that. And to be honest with you, I don't really blame them because they know how this goes. They are like she was probably some, you know, low level, mid level corporate chick. I'm just guessing because that's how most.
Yeah, that's
live.
What she was. Yeah.
And they could easily replace her, and they're just like, I don't want to deal with this. I just don't want to deal with this, because then it's like, why are you employing a racist, you know? And then that makes the company look bad, and they're all into the PR, HR, FR, whatever the case is. They're into just putting out the best public illustration of themselves, so I kind of get it. I really don't think the lesson is don't be a POS person. I think the lesson is just keep your private life private. And if you're going to do something immoral, if you're going to do something unethical, make sure that you don't catch it on camera or on film.
Well, that's
on
impossible. I mean, it's really impossible now with the invention of smartphones
and stuff like that. Yeah. But also, there are ways to better mitigate the consequences, i.e. if you're going to go cheat on your wife or something like that, like, do it, try to do it privately versus like, hey, I'm in an open bar taking pictures with people and I'm putting my fingers where they shouldn't be.
So there's benefits to this where you can expose people who are in power and you can get them in trouble. There's also been covered up for years. Harvey Weinstein, whatever his name is a great example of that. I mean, he was raping women for years and years, and he was in such a position of power that he was getting, reporters had looked into it and they were getting their stories killed because they're part of, you know, obviously Weinstein's in the media. So he was able to have these stories squashed.
What's the guy who created Family Guy? Seth MacFarlane?
MacFarlane.
He made a joke. It was like in 2013 at some award show, like alluding to that about Harvey Weinstein, and he's in the audience and everyone just laughs because it was just like this well-known fact that Harvey Weinstein was a predator.
Yeah.
And he like, I'll find it, but he alludes to it and everyone like laughs. Same with Cosby. I remember Kenan Thompson, I think, was on Howard Stern and he's like, yeah, that guy's a creep. And they just kind of laughed it off. That's just how it goes. He's just a weirdo. You just have to deal with it. You know, same with Matt Lauer, same with Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, apparently everybody knew. And
these are bad examples because these are people who eventually had some justice. Cosby's out of jail now, though. He's out of prison. He's at home and apparently wants to tour again.
No, that's not
so happen. And I've also heard some rumblings, much like Cuomo, too. And I don't feel bad for any of these people. Don't get me wrong, but I am a curious party and I've heard rumblings. Andrew Cuomo's stuff, for example. The woman who accused him, one of them was this activist in college and had accused other men of being inappropriate with her, got guys thrown out of school. And Michael Tracy did a whole, you know, rundown on this thing if you want to go look it up. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he was taken into question a little bit about exactly what he did and was it just cause for him to lose that position, and also the conspiracy that there was a caucus in New York that had kind of taken over, and it was almost kind of a mutiny thing where this district attorney was in this caucus and wanted him gone. They wanted a more progressive leader in New York. So they stabbed him in the back.
Well, I can tell you what I think happened. I think they wanted to get rid of him. They used what Alex Jones just called, what did he say? He goes, you cover up one story with another story, right? So the original story they were trying to cover up was the nursing home scandal.
Yeah.
And that looked really bad. So then as soon as they were investigating that, all of a sudden all this sexual misconduct stuff started coming out.
Yeah.
As a decoy to, like, look over here, this is what really happened. Because he didn't rape anybody. He didn't do something, like, super egregious. He was creepy. He was weird. It was stuff that was, like, forgivable, but also a distraction sort of a thing. They out him, and again, I feel like people only in our circles are the ones that keep talking about the nursing home thing.
Yeah.
The reason why they did that is because he wasn't the only Democratic governor that did that.
Yeah.
Michigan governor, Pennsylvania governor, I want to say either like Connecticut or Delaware. I don't want to misspeak, but they all did that same strategy. And so they didn't want the Democratic Party didn't want them to start investigating everybody. So they had to get rid of Cuomo to kind of like as the sacrificial lamb because then they were going to start looking into the nursing home thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sure
that's what I think happened.
That could have been, you know, it could be more than one, you know, reason too. It could be many reasons. There's people who super partisans on either side that say he shouldn't have, you know, stepped down because Donald Trump had many accusations thrown around. An accusation is just, you know, a lot of people, if they don't like the person, they take that as proof. They go, well, there's so many. That doesn't mean anything. You have to have some sort of evidence in order to back up the accusation. If there's so many victims, then there should be, somebody's got to have some evidence somewhere. But none of these people did. And people just go, well, there's too many to be coincidental. If you have a common motive, which is the greater good of humanity to save the world from little Hitler, then you might lie about something. The idea that you should believe, you know, women just because they're telling you something, that's insane. Women lie just like men lie. Uh-huh. People lie, and especially if it's in a scenario like that where it's a greater good. And, you know, maybe Cuomo got shafted too. That's possible. You know what? I don't feel bad for politicians.
No,
I think they most of them should be hung for treason. But I don't know. Just a mere accusation alone, and it's weird that Cosby's out of prison. I don't know how that happened.
That was a weird fluke of like an attorney. I read that so many times about.
I still don't understand.
I still don't really understand how they didn't catch that in the beginning. Like, why did he go to jail? How long was he in prison for? Like 2-3 years?
I think years. Yeah.
So I'm like, why did this just come to light now? Was it processing? Like, how did they miss that? Did they do it because they knew it from the beginning, but they didn't, you know, people were calling for him to be hung. So they're like, all right, let's just give the people what they want. And then unearth it. Like, I didn't understand that at all, how that could have been overlooked. I still don't fully understand what happened, but he's out. Now, I don't think he can really harm anybody else because of what I know, he's like 83 and kind of senile. But that's really not the point. It's like you should serve the time that you were meant to be in prison for the crimes that you committed. Because it wasn't that he didn't do it. It was like the attorney said that he could.
I can't remember what it was.
Like the attorney said that, like, we can't use this against you.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's like some weird sort of deal like that they made prior to it going to trial. It was really bizarre.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. It was something
offbeat. It was weird, but
813-693-2124 HMBRadio.com. Will and Anna here with you. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's just a lot of these things that I'm just curious about now. And to come out in people's defense like that, why are you defending, you know, these, why are you defending a rapist? Why are you defending a racist? I mean, you can just be like, well, I'm not defending him. I'm just, is this true? I just want to know what the truth is.
And I want justice just like you, but I also want to protect people's, you know, the whole judicial system of this country was founded on innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, and
I would like to keep that in line so that we are making sure that we have enough evidence to convict people before we completely ruin their lives.
And there's, you know, an appeal system, thank God, too, where sometimes they miss something or, you know, something comes to light that they're able to appeal that decision. And then they're, you know, exonerated after the fact in an appeal, which I guess Cosby was. So, you know, it might have been some sort of weird piece of evidence that came in or some paperwork that was filed. I don't know. And, you know, if that's the case, then we have lawmakers to change these laws that judges just rule on the law. It's really all this law enforcement enforces those laws. They make the laws. So if they're upset, then they should change the law. But it's difficult when you... Sometimes you take unpopular stances. It's very easy, especially online, to just take the, you know, throw them in jail and throw away the key type of attitude. And a lot of people do have that.
Until it happens to them. And then until it happens to them. Tune. And you really don't want to get caught up in that because there's always something that can bite you in the ass. No, and we all know we're all not perfect. We've probably said things, written things in the past, either publicly or privately, or are on camera doing something, saying something. You don't want to be in the believe all women camp. You don't want to be in the, you know, if they accuse you, you're guilty camp, because it's going to come and bite you in the ass.
It's just weird the optics of taking, you know, opposition to a statement. You know, these are jargon. It's political language, believe all women. So when you go, well, wait a minute, that's insane. Why are you defending sexual abusers? Well, I'm not. I'm talking about believing women because they have certain organs, sexual organs. I don't believe anybody. So I'm just talking about this statement, but it's so easy to twist it and frame it as you defending a sexual abuser. It doesn't make sense. Merriam-Webster did this. Like, language is being changed. Orwell wrote about it. I hate the Orwell comparisons in this culture we live in, but unfortunately, they're very apt because I'm looking at Merriam-Webster has changed the definition of anti-vaxxer this week to not only rejecting vaccines and not taking them, but opposing mandates that governments put in for vaccine. Now that's an anti-vaxxer. So they'll change the definition of words to make them fit their worldview. And they do this all the time. This happens a lot because then you go, that's not what that word means. And then you look it up and you go, oh my God, that is. And then it makes you question your whole.
Yeah, they almost like gaslight you.
They almost gaslight you.
You think you're crazy. But yes. If you're not, they've actually just changed the meaning of the word.
Right. Yeah. And you know, they had the Facebook whistleblower come out this week. This is a whole other statement. She's a plant. She's, you know, helped censor the Hunter Biden laptop story, which is now true. They spent a year saying it wasn't true, and now it's confirmed in this book by Politico reporter who confirmed that it's real. And these other, you know, mainstream corporate reporters went with the CIA narrative that it was Russian disinformation. That, remember the letter? All over 40 former national intelligence people have said that it sounds like Russian disinformation. Uh-huh. And they just ran with that. They don't have a job anymore. They don't look into that. Well, this Politico reporter did. So there are some good reporters at these organizations. There's some good reporters at the New York Times and, you know, that do work. Josh Rogan at the Washington Post is good. But, I mean, the Washington Post is garbage. The New York Times is garbage.
Yeah.
But there are some good ones that accidentally stuff happens where it's
actual reporting.
Yeah. So this woman from the Facebook thing, they want to censor the internet. They want control. The regime wants control over narrative. That's the good thing about Twitter is you have receipts for this stuff. So you can go back and see that Merriam-Webster changed, you know, their definition in real time. They want to be able to censor that so you can't even remember. So your memory hold into, like, I'm crazy, I guess. Mm-hmm. I have it right here. Mm-hmm. And I can't find where it was, you know, I thought I knew what this meant, but maybe I'm wrong. And then yeah. It's just getting you to follow, you know, the whole day. It sucks, man. I don't know. 813-693-2124. Anna, it's time where you give out your Venmo in case someone wants to donate to you.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Anna-Hummel-2. yeah, you don't have to. I mean, but yes, I will take it if you want to give it to me. You can follow me on Twitter. I check it occasionally at Anna Hummel Radio. Same thing on Instagram. That's probably the best way to reach me if you want to stalk me or date me. Or kill me, I guess. That's probably where you would find me. But, Will, it's been a pleasure, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah, you can find me at Will Kuntz, K-U-N, C like cat, Z like zebra, all one word on Venmo, home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And follow Radio St. Pete right there, Radio STPETE. Johnny B. Show on 102.5 The Bone is now 8 to 10, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you can find Anna on the Bubble of Love Sponge show on Twitch.
Twitch at the Bubba Army.
All right, that's the show. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Check out hmbradio.com and have a great week. Frankie Vera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit if you're listening on Radio St. Pete. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Tell a friend about it. Share it, tweet it, Facebook it, whatever you do. Have a great week. Will Kuntz, check it out. HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See ya.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.